It's great to be together. I hope everybody's able to hear me, and appreciate the opportunity to learn together. I know the hour is late, and people are pressed for time. Right before Pesach, and so it's not taken for granted, and it's a special opportunity. As far as I'm concerned, to spend this time learning together. And we know that, when we learn in general, that there's a lot of dimensions to it. But one of the dimensions, I think, has to be very relevant right now, which is, captured in many different places. But I would say in particular in Sefer Tehillim, Lulei Sarascha Sha'ashuai Azavati Be'anyi, that Torah has a capacity to be a source of Sha'ashua, of delight. Similarly, Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh, of being restorative, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. These are all, very characteristic of David HaMelech and the life of travail in so many respects that he led. The way that, I hope that this shiur is received, which, will be about a topic of bitterness, but really the perspective that I want to try to share about different dimensions of maror, and the meaning of maror, that I hope I'll be able to convey. I'm going to post just in the it doesn't give me that function in this particular context. Sometimes you can put it in something in chat, but there are makoros. I'm not going to use them so much, other than to if anybody wants a copy, I'm very happy to share one. With the sources inside, but just in the interest of time, I'm gonna try to present these things and hopefully really capture the essential points without necessarily seeing every single line inside. So let me just begin by posing a question that the Balei HaTosfos did about Maror. This is the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Where the Balei HaTosfos are dealing with the issue of Dvarim Haboyim Achmasa Se'uda. The rule, as we know, is that we don't necessarily have to make a bracha on everything once you've already had a Hamotzi Lecha Min Ha'aretz. So we're taken care of as far as the bracha of anything which is integrated into the meal. There's always a question about things like dessert and things that came after the meal. Or things like maror, which wouldn't naturally be a part of the meal. So the Balei HaTosfos assume that, it should really have its own, not just birchas ha-mitzvah, ala chilas maror, but it should really have a separate borei pri adama. And the fact that it doesn't, is curious to them. It's been a very, long time, since karpas, that's to say that you're going to rely on that. Hopefully you had, many divrei Torah at Magid. We can only hope that, you had a very, robust, kind of a Seder. And so, the idea, and wonderful to see Freddie who just joined us, so the idea that, you could just rely on Karpas is so, somewhat dubious. So Tosfos, raises that as a question. Tosfos' answer, which is like very inspiring, but also raises a certain question in its own right. So Tosfos answered, this is Tosfos in Brachos Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So Tosfos says, Hakasav Kivau Chova, that in this case, Machmas HaSeuda isn't that you would normally have Maror. You certainly wouldn't normally have Maror. It doesn't really make sense to have Maror. That's why we say in the Manishtana, every other night you have Shari Yirakos, and the fact that you have Maror is very noteworthy. It's out of the ordinary. But it's part of this meal because the pasuk says, al matzos umirorim yochlu. So, that certainly establishes the role of maror, like what I call a very significant role for maror, that you can't imagine not having it, and therefore, you don't need a separate bracha because it's integrated into the pas, into the matzah. But you have to wonder about that a little bit, and you have to wonder about that in light of a gemara m'sachim and daf kufchaf. Where the Gemara cites a machlokas between Rava and Rav Achar bar Yaakov, but we paskin like Rava, that maror is no longer a chiyuv d'oraisa, because the Torah, whenever it speaks about maror, the two places that it does, eating maror anyway, it links it to the Karban Pesach. V'achu es abasar ba'layla zetz li'eshu matzos al mirorim yochlu. So absent the Karban Pesach, why would you say that achilas maror is a chova? It might still be a dinder rabbanan, it might still be more than that, but to say Hakasav Kevav Chova seems, a very, Chad Mashma'i, unequivocal formulation. And so I'd like to begin with that question. Now, we should be very, clear that the idea that, Maror is only, Dirabanan Bizman Hazeh, which we'll challenge over the course of this year. I think that there's largely a Kiyum Daraisa involved, and there's much to be said. The Rambam calls it a Divrei Sofrim. That is only with respect to the mitzvah of Achila. It should be noted right off the bat, as some of us had a chance to speak about a few weeks ago, but I'd like to, develop it much further, that Maror plays an indispensable deoraisa role with respect to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. First of all, Rabbi Gamliel tells us, Kol mi shalom ashlash advarim lo yatzi dechovaso Pesach matzo Maror. So we know that Maror is indispensable on a deoraisa level to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Moreover, it's not only substantively critical, but it establishes the time. There's a really amazing tradition, you really could perform the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim anytime in Chodesh Nisan, Yachol Mei Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh Nisan is so, powerful as an integrated institution. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishonu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashana, that you would really be able to discharge the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at any time in Chodesh Nisan. There's no Tachanun, there's no Hesped, there's no Tainis, it's just, a category. But we don't do that because the Pasuk says, Bayom Hahu. But still, you wouldn't think that it necessarily has to be after, Yontif begins, as long as you're in the general ballpark, Yadalid, Tesvav, something. But then the Pasuk says, Ba'avurze lo amarte lo b'shah she'ish matzo maror munachim lefanecha. That is to say that maror, in conjunction with matzah, but let's focus on the maror for a moment, that maror is koveya, the zman of the mitzvah of Sipur Achilat Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which means the following, that both substantively, you can't tell the story without, using maror, one. Two, you wouldn't know what time to do the mitzvah if it weren't for maror. So maror clearly has doraisa significance. And I'd like to take the next major step forward based on an anomaly that appears twice in the Rambam. The way that we have the order in the Mishnah is Pesach, Matzo, Maror. That's the way the Rambam initially cites, the din, both in Perek Zayin as well as Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. I think it's quite significant that it's in both of these places, as we'll come to in a little bit. But the Rambam, when he describes the way that one is supposed to tell the story, he says Pesach, Maror, Umatzah. The Maror has to come before the Matzah. And in my view, that is related to a principle that the Rambam takes, very, very seriously, which is found in the Mishnah, in Psachim, that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to have a narrative arc. It has to begin with the degradation of Jewish people, both our national economic degradation, Avadim Hayinu, as well as our spiritual degradation, that we became, idolaters. We lost our, connection to the heritage of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's both Avadim Hayinu and Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. The Rambam projects this halacha very powerfully, both in Yad HaChazaka as well as in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, talks extensively about how the nature of the mitzvah is to talk about the Avel and the Chamas that the Mitzrim, generated, the economic and, violent, subjugation of the Jewish people. Ve'ech lakach Hashem nikmasenu mehem, and how we were, vindicated or, avenged, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Chi of Hodah, the Chi of Hodah that the Rav thought was in conjunction with Reb Chaim's distinctions between Sipur and Yetziah, so that's right there. So the Rambam projects very strongly, this idea of Maschal B'Gnosa Messiah B'Shevach. To my mind, that really is the explanation. You start with the Pesach, which is Koveya, everything, and then you go from Maror to Matzah. Maror al shem vayimaru es chayehem b'avodah kasha, and Matzah al shem shenigalu. And the Rambam doesn't just say that in Perek Zayin about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Dvarim Elu kula manikraim hagada, but he says that as a very practical matter, in Perek Ches, when he's describing, Leil HaSeder, he says that's the way that it should be done. And we're going to come back to that idea. So when you look in Perek Ches, the Rambam says, Maror Zo she'anu ochlin al shum vayimaru es chayeha. And I'd like to suggest that is the nexus point between Maror's unequivocal, unchallenged Oraisa role in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and its ongoing Oraisa role, even, you know, mita'am achila. Now, the Maisa Mitzvah of achila is no longer a chi of Oraisa. I don't think it's a pure Derabban neither. The Rambam calls it Divrei Sofrim. But the Maror, what I think Tosos meant when they said Hakasav Kivah Uchova, and therefore it doesn't need a bracha rishona, it's dvarim habayim achmas ha-se'uda afilu bisman hazeh, even when there's no korban Pesach, because you would still have to eat the maror. You would still have to eat the maror, because maror zo shanu ochlim al shum shem vayimaru es chayehem. It may only be, in terms of the maisa, a divrei sofrim or a derabanan, but the kiyum still integrates into the oraisa framework of the entire leil haseder. And I think that point is itself very significant. I think it amplifies, you know, the role of Maror. Point number one, in terms of, you know, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the role of Maror, as well as the Inyan Achila still being an Inyan D'Oraisa, what the Rambam calls a Divrei Sofrim. To take the next step, you take a look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Psachim and Daf Lamed Tes says there's a variety of different, you know, kinds of vegetables that are eligible for maror. What we call maror chazeres, something called ulshin or tamcha charchavina. And there's a comment in that Mishnah, which is in the second parak in Kol Shah, the sixth Mishnah, Daf Lamed Tes in the Bavli, that it says that they're all mitzdarif to kizayis. So if you look in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, so the Rambam says, mitzdarif to kizayis, because, you know, maror is a mitzvah sachila, just like matzah is a mitzvah sachila. You have the impression that kol zman, there's, a korban Pesach, which is a tnai, a very important condition that has to be satisfied. So you mentioned the Shita of Rava, that, you know, maror is only a din d'oraisa, v'yachol es avasar b'layla zeh. Presuming that there's a Karban Pesach. If there's a Karban Pesach, then, you know, we're able, to have the Maror, you know, at a Doraisa level. It sounds to me like the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayos thought it was an independent mitzvah, the Kishem and Kach. He says, Kishem Shemata Mitzvah Saseh, and we know that Matzah always retains its independence, for Erev Tochlu Matzo, so too by Maror. The Bartanura has it, I think, even more dramatically. So the Bartanura says, you know, mitzdarif lekizayis, that applies not only to maror, but to matzah. He says it's literally the same halacha. This point, is actually, you know, endorsed, as indicated. This point is endorsed by a group of Gaonim and Rishonim. This I'm indebted to Rav Rosenzweig for pointing out. I heard this first from him, that the Baal Halachos Gedolos and Rav Saadia Gaon has this, which, you know, is captured by Yeruchim Fishel Perlo, but it's explicit in the Yerayim as well. And the Yerayim brings as his raya, the din in the Mishnah. Of course, it's a mitzvah sachila, and it's an independent mitzvah, presuming you have a korban Pesach, if you can satisfy that condition, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, bizman deika korban Pesach. So there is a din, of maror. It's a separate mitzvah in Taryag. And my impression is that the Rambam felt that way in the Perush HaMishnayos. The time the Rambam, you know, gets to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, I believe, was chozer in that nekuda, meaning he's clearly chozer. He clearly holds that it's not an independent mitzvah. I'm arguing that he was chozer from the Perush HaMishnayos. That's my view. The Rambam in Nun Vav says that there's a mitzvah of achilas korban Pesach, and there are many tnayim in achilas korban Pesach. We know it has to be, you know, tzliyesh. We know it has to be, you know, bebayis echad yachel, part of the chabura. There's a din minoy. There's nechal ala sova. There's also, the Rambam says, a din of matzah and a din of maror. So then the Rambam goes on to say, v'ulai yakshah lai hamakshah, but you're going to ask me, why shouldn't it be counted independently? And he gives some interesting reasons why he thinks it isn't true. There's a mechilta which says that the Korban Pesach doesn't absolutely require matzah and maror, they're not ma'akev. And then, very enigmatically, he says that, you know, if Maror really were independent, it should be Nechal al-Sofa, which is a little hard to understand, like Korban Pesach. And then finally, he says, the Raya Niglis, like the Coup de Gras, is the Gemara Psachim Daf Kuf Chaf, you know, Rava Shita. Namely, that, you know, Maror, when there's no Karban Pesach, isn't a Din D'oraisa. Now, you could easily say, like the Yireim, that, okay, but if there is a Karban Pesach, it's its own D'oraisa, right? The Karban Pesach is a Tnai, you know, Mukhrach, but it doesn't mean that it's part of that. But in any event, that's, you know, what the Rambam says. This whole doctrine was, vociferously challenged by Rav Daniel HaBavli, which then caused itself a response from Rav Ram ben HaRambam and the Maisa Nisim. But my point is that the Rambam himself struggled with the issue. It wasn't obvious at all to him, and I think that's significant. I think the initial instinct of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos was to say that Maror really did have its own, you know, integrity, the same way that Matzah does, but Erev Tochu Matzos. It's just that you need to have the Karban Pesach to get to that place. What I'd like to try to do in the end of this year is to explain, you know, at the D'oraisa level, what Maror's interaction is with Karban Pesach, and why it's still there. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I don't think there's any doubt that it's there for the purposes, as I tried to explain, of showing us how far we've come. Of Maschol Bignus, of Messiah Bishvach, and to me that's the value of Maror before Matzah. But before we get there, just, a couple of, observations regarding this point. So there is a rush, where the rush, is trying to figure out this din in the Mishnah. The din says, in Mitzar from the Chazayis, is there really a halacha that you have to have a Chazayis, of Maror? Maybe, people would be happy to, cut some corners there. And he says he thinks that there is, because the bracha is al achilas Maror, and achila, we know, is typically kezias. So the Shagas Aryeh got, concerned about that. And he wrote a very critical, piece on this rush, basically saying that, you have it all backwards. If that's the Nusach HaBracha, it's because there already is a din of achila, because there's a mitzvah min HaTorah, al matzos umerorim yochlu, or it's liyeshu matzos al merorim Yochlu. So, like, what do you mean that that's a Nusach HaBracha? The Nusach HaBracha is a reflection of what's already there. So Reb Chaim was docha that Shagas Aryeh and says, what do you mean exactly? There's no chiyuv of achilas maror per se. It's all, the Shitas HaRambam, it's all integrated, into the Karban Pesach. So if you'd have a kezias of Pesach and less than a kezias of maror, and less than a kezias of matzah within that framework, of course that would be acceptable. So the rush to Reb Chaim, was, of the same mindset as the Rambam. Hence, if there should be a Kezias of Maror, you have to figure out, some other source for that. So he looked to the bracha of Al Achilas Maror. That was, Reb Chaim's perspective. So along these lines, that was the way the Rav wanted to handle the question that I dealt with in my own way. The Rav wanted to say that was the whole issue of Pesach, Maror, and Matzah. The reason that in Zion and Ches, of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, that Maror comes right next to Karban Pesach is that Maror is not an independent din, the way that Matzah is, Barav Tochu Matzos, that Maror, is a handmaiden, so to speak, to Pesach. And the Rav brought a raya for that, that in the Nusach Haggadah, which the Rambam begins, by saying, Bizman Hagalos, if you look, it goes back to Pesach, Matzah, Maror. So he says, because when you don't have the Karban Pesach, so Maror really is a separate kind of a din. So I'm skeptical of that. As I said, I think the real reason is because it helps you with the Maschel Bignos Messiah B'Shevach, that it's really part of the D'oraisa framework. And I'd like to suggest a raya in my direction against the Rav, which is that if you look in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says immediately after presenting the Shlosh Dvarim, Pesach, Maror, Matzah, and he says, and Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the Karban Pesach, you should say, Pesach Zeh Shehayu Avosenu Ochlin, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaKem. The only change you make is that we don't eat the Karban Pesach, Avosenu ate the Karban Pesach. If it was really true, like the way the Rav was saying it, there's a much more dramatic change, which is that the entire order changes, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, as opposed to Pesach, Maror Umatzah. So again, what we still have to try to explain is like whether or not you think like the Yireim, or like the Reb Saadia Gaon or the Baal Halachos Gedolos, that it's an independent din, or like the I think the Rambam thought in the Perush HaMishnayos, or alternatively, you think that it's integrated into Karban Pesach. The question is, what is that role of achilas maror as part of the, you know, Pesach framework, Sliyeshu Matzos al Merorim Yochlu, whatever one's perspective is, you know, from the standpoint of Minyan HaMitzvos, what's that conjunction with Korban Pesach about? And I do have some thoughts that I'd like to share, in a little bit. The next piece that I think you really have to, analyze, you know, concerns the role of Maror when there is no Korban Pesach. We talked about the Gemara Pesachim and Kavchav, that Maror b'zman hazeh derabanan, but we've already argued, based on Tosos and Brachos, HaKasav Keva Uchova, and Maror zo she'anu ochlin, is that you can't really separate between Achilas Maror and the Vayimaru es Chayayim and Tzipor Yitzias Mitzrayim. I think the Inyan is always going to be an Inyan Doraisa, even if, you know, there's not a specific chiyuv on the Maisa Achila that's Doraisa. But the Rambam, as indicated, you know, refers to it, you know, as, you know, a Divrei Sofrim. A Divrei Sofrim can mean a Kiyum Doraisa, which, you know, I think makes a lot of sense. A very strong version, you know, of a Dirabanan. I think there's a lot, you know, to be said, you know, along those lines. Then the Rambam tells us, you know, within the framework of you know, this Divrei Sofrim, he says that, you know, Midivrei Sofrim Chayev Lechol Es Hamaror, you know, Bizman Hazeh, Afal Pi, you know, She'ein Korban Pesach. I think it's very striking. And Lehalach, I'm not sure exactly what to make of it, but the Rambam doesn't actually say that you require a Kezias. Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Lach Yud Beis, he just says, you know, Midivrei Sofrim, you know, even though there's no Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv of Achilas Maror. And that is striking. So I'd like to suggest that that connects to a very important discussion regarding a din that we call Ta'am Maror. The Gemara on Pesachim, again on Kuf Chaf, tells us Bala Matzah Yatza, Bala Maror Lo Yatza, without actually explaining why that should be the case. That if you just swallow matzah whole, your Yotze your Chi of Darais of Matzah, even if you don't chew it, let's say, you know, a person isn't able to chew it. I often like to give this example because it connects to a different sugya of, you know, mitzvos, trichos, kavana. The Gemara talks about by matzah, kifa'o parsim, if a person is mugged, you know, on the way back from shul on the night of the 15th of Nisan, you know, and it's unusual mugging, they don't ask him for his wallet because, you know, they know that he's coming from shul and he stayed late for halal. So, you know, and they mug him and they tie him down and they, you know, start compelling him to eat matzah, you know, and they're very machmir as far as muggers are concerned. So the Streitz and the, you know, Hasidim, Yehuda, Manashevitz, you know, they take it very seriously. He'll be Yotze. Then they start shoving maror down his throat, but he can't really chew it because, you know, he's being mugged. Lo yatza. So what's that about? So the Rashbam says, ba'inan ta'am maror v'leka, because you have to taste the maror. And there's no parallel halacha, apparently, in this context by matzah. And the Rashbam actually uses the expression, says, you know, his whole peh has to be male miriros. Tzarech lemalos es piv. You have to really experience it. There's another Gemara, which sometimes I don't think gets enough, you know, play, but it's a statement of Rav Papa. This is in Kuf Tesvav, so a little bit earlier in the, you know, Perek, where Rav Papa, you know, so he says, you know, lo yishi inish, you know, maror becharoses. You can't overdo the charoses. And that's the actual source for, you know, ba'inan tam maror v'leka, right there, you know, in that Gemara. It comes from Rav Papa. So, you know, like we all know from our, you know, own siddurim, you know, either growing up or now, there's always a charoses guy at the Seder. You know, if you're not, quick to the charoses, you know, he'll finish the whole thing, you know, and he doesn't understand, he's part of a chabura, you know, and, you know, Rav Papa, he had a lot of sons. We always talk about them at the siyumim, you know, whether it was Raphram or, you know, Asurcha or, you know, Achai, I don't know which one it was, but I have, you know, my suspicions, I'll leave that for a different time, that they, you know, one of them was took liberties with the Charoses. And he warned him, and he said, you know, you have to, you know, scale back. To that itself is really fascinating. You know, there's a comment that the Rav makes in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah. I literally have it right next to me. I didn't organize this, but it's my constant companion. My wife can tell you, you know, it's enhanced every Seder, you know, since it came out. So he tells a story about going to his grandfather. You know, you always go to grandfather for Pesach. And Reb Chaim would tell them, you know, that to get the Mara ready on Erev Pesach, you know, to the Forer, to grind it up. And then he would warn them, like, and he would, you know, he, I guess he saw looks of concern on their face. And he'd say, you know, don't worry about the halacha of Ta'am Maror, that even if, you know, preparing it early is going to dilute its time, all you really have to worry about is that it shouldn't be nothing. It shouldn't be totally batel. So, you know, I guess if you're in Brisk and, you know, and you're giving your grandchildren instructions about getting the Mara ready, you know what they're worried about. You know, Bayina Tam Mara Veleka Zeda, you know, so it's like good grandfatherly advice. Don't worry, you know, as long as you can taste it a little bit. So I was always a little bit mefakfik in that story, as much as I liked it, whether Reb Chaim was correct or not, because it is true that the Gemara says Bala Mara Yulatza, which makes it sound like, you know, all you have to do is eat it. But maybe it doesn't have to have the sharpest taste. But what did the Rashbam say? The Rashbam said, you know, lemalos piv, that it should really be very pungent. And what did Rav Papa say? That you can't overdo it with the charosis. Now, you can't convince me that you wouldn't taste the maror at all. So I actually don't agree with Rav Chaim. I think that it's not just about having not, you know, an outright bittel, but I think the merirus, you know, is particularly significant. In fact, the Rambam quotes this lahalacha in Parak Ches of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, and he says that you can't overdo it with the charoses, you know, because you need this experience of maror. And then he uses an expression which really gets my wheels turning. V'zohi mitzvah midevrei sofrim. Remember I pointed out before that the Rambam didn't call it a derabanan, and he says it's a mitzvah midevrei sofrim, and he never said you needed a kezias of maror. It could be that the Rambam really thinks you do need a kezias of maror, but never says kezias of maror. The Rambam says you need a kezias of karpas. You know? So I wouldn't be surprised. But the point, I think for all the achilos halayle probably, but the fact that he's not emphasizing that, what is the mitzvah midivrei sofrim is the ta'am maror. V'zohi mitzvah midivrei sofrim. And that particularly applies when there is no Korban Pesach. The Rambam, in the context of the Doraisa of Maror with Korban Pesach, never references the Tam. I think there are really good explanations for that. You know, maybe the Merirus that we have to experience is qualitatively greater. Ta'am Maror, in the context of, you know, being absent the Korban Pesach, it's not just the historical Maror, but the present-day Maror. I think that would make a lot of sense. But in any event, the Rambam is telling us something, you know, very profound about the visceral experience of Maror. And Bizman Deika Karban Pesach, I think, again, it's a different story. Whether, again, like the Urayim, it's its own mitzvah, providing you have a Karban Pesach, or it's part of the Karban Pesach experience. And that's really the point that I'd like to try to develop. If you look in Torah Shebichsav, which is always a good idea in terms of understanding a mitzvah, the maror is really framed in a particular way, in a particular context. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael b'farach. Vayimaru es chayehem b'avodah kasha b'chol mer v'venim, u'v'chol avodah b'asadeh, es kol avodasam asher avdu b'hem b'farach. The real point was that the Jews suffered parech, sometimes translated as backbreaking work, but it has actually, you know, a very different meaning lehalacha. The term parech in halacha means dehumanizing work. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Reish Nun Tes, in Reish Samach, in Hilchos Avadim, in Perek Vav, so explains what avodas parech means, is when you're keeping a person busy, not because something needs to be done, but to degrade and dehumanize them, to give them work that has no purpose, dig a hole and fill it back in, or to give a work that has no beginning or end. It's disorienting. You don't say it will end in 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days or 5 weeks or even 5 years. It just, you know, indefinitely, whenever the master comes back. So there's an issa daraisa of doing that to each other. But much more impressively, in my view, there's an issa daraisa if a Jew violates the Torah and sells himself to a non-Jew. We're not allowed to sit idly by if the non-Jew would abuse him. That's an issa daraisa called lo yirdenu beferech le'enecha. What that means is the following. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farech, vayimaru es chayehem, eis kol avodasam asher avdu b'hem b'farech. We don't just look past the maror. In Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the maror establishes truly how far we've come, especially if I'm correct about the ordering of the Rambam, Pesach, maror, and then matzah. It establishes the narrative trajectory of maschal b'gnos u'mesayim b'shvach. It's essential. When it comes to the mitzvah of achilas maror, the point is either the ta'am maror, particularly when there is no korban pesach, that we should have a visceral experience of the maror, and even when there is a korban pesach, we don't necessarily have the same requirement, you know, of maror independently, a ta'am maror, but it has to be there. And the reason it has to be there, in my view, is not so that we can, as is so fashionable today, you know, the race to the bottom on the victim chart and the oppressor-oppressed, you know, dynamic that's been foisted on the world. The oppressed can do no wrong even if they rape, pillage, and murder, you know, men, women, and children on October 7th because after all, they're oppressed. It all has to be contextualized, you know, as we heard from the heads of, you know, Harvard, you know, and Penn. It's all context-driven. After all, they are oppressed, right? That's what they mean. You know, it's not for that. It's because we should always remember what happened so that we take action. Lo yirdenu beferech leinecha. The role of maror, even when we have the Beis HaMikdash, and even when there's a Karban Pesach, is not to forget, not just for the sake of, you know, zichron hatzaros, and not just to chart how far we've come, maschal b'gnos u'mesayim b'shvach, but that we should always remember in a very visceral sense, you know, we always have to remember that when a Jew is suffering and being subjected to avodas parech, that there's a response that the Torah expects from us. Lo yirdenu beferech le'enecha. A Jew doesn't sit idly by, you know, cease fire when there are Jews being tormented. It's an impossibility. We're not going to suppress the maror, I'm talking about achila, even when there's a Karban Pesach, it's an indispensable part of the Deoraisa framework, hakasov kiva'o chova. You know, when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, the Rambam brings this point to kind of a crescendo. The Rambam says, you know, a person who engages in the mitzvah pidyon shvuyim, ein lecha mitzvah rabba kipidyon shvuyim, ein lecha mitzvah gedola kipidyon shvuyim. Pidyon shvuyim is, you know, a great, exalted, elevated mitzvah. Then the Rambam says, hamis'alim einav mi pidyono. When a person doesn't care, they violate many, many, many lavin. And you would think the worst of them would be lo samud al dam reyecha. Like, how could you, you know, allow your brother's, you know, blood to be shed, it's a sakanas nefashos, lo aleinu, what's happening to the women. But then the Rambam goes even further, and he says, it's not just lo samur al dam reyecha, lo yirdenu beferech le'enecha. You're betraying the legacy of maror. Part of maror, vayavidu misrayim es b'nei Yisrael beferech, the reason that it will always be part of our Seder, akasav kevau chova. When you have the Korban Pesach, as part of the Korban Pesach. When you don't have the Korban Pesach, midivrei sofrim. The inyan is always an inyan d'oraisa. It has to be there, because it has to spur us to action. And if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, even more so. The Ta'am Maror is Mimale as Piv. It fills his mouth, not like Reb Chaim's minimalist Maror, my maximalist Maror, that you should taste it. Not because we're wallowing in victimhood, because we have to remember the bitterness that fellow Jews suffer and never tolerate a world which is apathetic, for whom Jewish blood is cheap. It's not cheap for us. We're not going to look away. Lo yurdenu beferech leinecha. It's not just a question that we would never do it ourselves to a fellow Jew. We wouldn't allow it to be done. So in a time of war, Mara reminds us, number one, of how far we've come, maschol b'gnosa messiah mishvach, but it also reminds us, at the same time, of our persistent obligations to our fellow Jews. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farach, and we're not going to allow the Mitzrim to do that again, and we're not going to allow Hamas to do that, or anyone to do that. Now the Malbim comments on the pasuk Vayimaru es chayehem, very deep insight, and he says the tachlis hashibud, the whole point of the Shibud Mitzrayim, it wasn't like a national economic project that was, primarily material in nature, that they were looking to just exploit Jewish labor. But the Tachlis Hamerirus was for the sake of Vayimaru Es Chayehem. They wanted to make them miserable. That was the goal. That wasn't a byproduct, that the Avoda was such a Avoda Kasha. That's why Eis Kol Avoda Sam Asher Avdu Bahem Befarach. They wanted to create a sense of yish, a sense of despair, that it just wasn't worth it. That was then, by Yamim Haheim, but it's also now. What's happened in Tinek over the last, 7 months, essentially, almost 7 months, this relentless campaign of harassment and anti-Semitism is designed in exactly the same way. Vayimaru es chayehem, to make life unbearable. They'll tell us it was because we had the temerity to support a resolution that condemned the pogrom, the worst pogroms. Then they'll say, it was because of the real estate, or they don't like, certain speeches that the various council members are making, or maybe it was because we had the absolute gall to honor the volunteers of Zaka who picked up the body parts of our dead brothers and sisters. They always have a different reason, why it's really coming to us, why we've done this to ourselves. That's also part of it. But we know what it is. It's to make things unbearable, to make the cost of being Jewish in Tinek so high that people will, just decide, I'm better off somewhere else. Vayimaru es chayehem. That is the agenda. So that they'll break and run. We have to understand that. And the way that we respond to that is joyfully and resolutely saying, we're never going to yield to this kind of parech, this kind of degrading attempt, dehumanizing attempt, it's the gaslighting that goes on. We're going to demonstrate that nothing is going to break us. And of course, we'll continue to reach out to the people of good conscience and thank God for them. They are out there. But that there's no, breaking and running in us. We don't do that. That's not our history. If anything, we take agency. Lo yurdenu beferech le'enecha. The history of what happened to the Jews in Egypt means that we're not going to be idle when fellow Jews, are literally being held in captivity or being targeted and tormented. It's all part of the same framework and agenda. And so I just wanted to conclude by, noting that for us, maror isn't only bitter. Because maror, as we noted, maschol b'gnosa messiah mishvach, tells us how far we've come as far as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And maror, in conjunction with the Karban Pesach, when that exists, and without it, the Ta'am Maror, Zohi Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim, the Mitzvah Sachila, reminds us of our agency. Lo Yurdenu Beferech Le'enecha. It will never again happen that Jews can be abused in this way, and that we're simply going to sit idly by. We're always going to intervene. We're always going to take an active posture. And maybe that's kind of the secret to a remarkable comment that the Das Sekenim, Mibalei HaTosfos, write in their Perosh al HaTorah. They say, Vayimaru es chayehem zohi Miriam, shenolda be'osat kufa. That was why she was called Miriam. Now, if you know anything about Miriam, Miriam is the ultimate persona of optimism that we have in the Torah, and Torah Shebaal Peh. When all hope was lost, the Gemara in Sota dramatizes this, that Amram left his family, who could blame him? Who would want to bring children into the world under such desperate conditions? Why would you want to have a family? And she said, Dad, Abba, Kasha gzirosecha yoser mishal Paro, you're worse than Paro. Paro gazar al azcharim beata gazarta afal anakevos, because of you no girls will be born. Paro gazar b'olam hazah, ata gozar l'olam haba, if a child is never born, how can they earn olam haba? Paro is a rasha, safik ziraso miskayemes, Abba, you're a tzaddik, vaday shegziroscha miskayemes. And when things looked even bleaker, Miriam stood at the river Nile, as the Gemara says, "Ma'iya b'sof nivuasa," that she was going to be there at the end to make sure that her brother would be saved, and she took action. She didn't allow her brother just to float down the river Nile into the abyss. That's what Miriam is. Vayimaru, the Das Sekenim says, when we experience the Tam Maror, we know that in the end, just like Miriam knew, we're going to prevail. Especially when it seems that the whole world is aligned against us and that they've forgotten the difference between night and day, light and darkness, up and down. And they, you know, it's hard to know how serious or not people are, but they truly equate what happened on October 7th, the deliberate mass murder of men, women, and children, with the tragic collateral damage, which Israel has incredibly minimized, historically minimized, if you look at any objective analysis, when Hamas makes their primary war goal to get as many Palestinian children killed and wounded as possible so that the world turns against Israel and succeeds. A world that has forgotten that there's a basic difference between a deliberate mass murder of men, women, and children and a historic success in minimizing that in the context of, you know, people who have literally tunneled of their every hospital, school, home, you know, and park, you know, in Gaza and taken the billions of dollars that the world, you know, has given them and turned it into the world's most advanced terror fortress in human. When you know, the world doesn't understand that distinction or doesn't care to understand that distinction, it can feel, you know, pretty bleak. But when we look at the Maror, we taste the Maror, we think of Miriam. And we recognize that in the darkest hour, you know, we never have a sense of total yosh. And so Maror isn't just the bitter. And Sipur Yisiyatz Mitzrayim is the Maschel Begnus, but it's the Messiah Mishvach. It allows us to establish a narrative trajectory. In the context of Achila, Hakasov Kiva'u Chova, it connects on a De'oraisa level to the Karban Pesach, on a De'rabanan level, Zohi Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. There's still an Indian De'oraisa, but it gives us a Ta'am Maror that's Memale Pinu, not for victims' sake, not to wallow in despair and self-pity, but to spur us to action, lo yirdenu beferech le'enecha, that will never allow fellow Jews to be treated as the Egyptians treated us. Mitzvahs pidyon shvuyim, that applies to every one of our hostages and every one of our captives, benisa nigalu, benisa nasidin ligael, and we have a role to play in that and continuing to make sure their plight is front and center. It was so moving to me that we had a grandchild in the shul this week who was named Moshe Kfir, to the Gordon family. Kfir, of course, for Kfir Bibas, to keep his name front and center. He celebrated his first and only birthday in this world in some tunnel, some Hamas tunnel. We'll never allow that, the world, to forget. But ultimately, Vayimaru es Chayehem al Shei Miriam, we know that we're going to prevail. And as we did over the Mitzrim, to the Babylonians, to the Persians, to the Greeks, to the Romans, to the Crusaders, to the Inquisitors, to the Cossacks, to the Nazis, to the Communists, and yes, to Hamas and to those that apologize for them and to support them, Am Yisrael is going to be here. Am Yisrael is not going to break, not in Tinek, not in Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to yield to the Vayimaru es Chayehem. We're going to push forward with a great sense of emuna, al shem Miriam, and to know that in the end, Miriam's faith that the Nile was rewarded many decades later at a different body of water. Because when Kriyas Yamsuf happened, Miriam took all of the women, the musical instruments that they had brought in, because they knew. They were filled with emuna. Vatan lahem Miriam, shiru lashem ki go ga sus v'rachvo rama vayam. Az yimales chok pinu. We look forward to the time when we'll know full victory over the forces of Hamas, full victory over those who really are omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. And at that time we'll say, as she did, shiru lashem ki go ga sus v'rachvo rama vayam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us, will never abandon us. I want to wish everybody a Chag Kasher v'sameach. We should experience the Ta'am Maror, but mostly experience that sense of optimism, Al Shei Miriam, and that sense of activism, Lo Yirdenu Beferech Le'enecha, to remember how far we've come, Maschel B'gnos, U'mesayim B'shvach, Pesach Maror, and then Matzah, and to experience Maror in the best sense, not as victims, but as people who know, who have experienced suffering, and therefore are committed to ensuring that each and every member of Am Yisrael is spared any similar fate in the future. We should always remember our obligations to all members of Am Yisrael, and especially at this time to the hostages, to make sure that their cause is never forgotten by the world. Wishing everybody a Chag Kasher v'sameach.
Thank you. Good to work. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Freddy.
Thank you. Good to work.